The Cure of Souls, written by Phil Rickman, read by Emma Powell. In the warm, milky night, Lol was leaning against a five-barred gate, listening for the River Froom. It couldn't be more than 6 yards away, but you'd never know. This was the nature of the Froom. Crossing the wooden bridge, he'd looked down and seen nothing. That was okay. It was a small and secretive river that, in places, didn't flow so much as seep, dark as beer, obscured by ground-hugging bushes and banks of willow herb. Already, Lol felt a deep affinity with the Froom. He just didn't want to step into it in the dark, that was all. "River?" Prof Levin had said vaguely this morning. "That's a river? I thought it was some kind of sodding drainage ditch." Which had only made Lol more drawn to it. Later, he'd sat down in the sun with his old Washburn guitar and started to assemble a wistful song. Did you ever think you'd reach the sea, aspiring to an estuary? But hey, who could take that seriously? Yeah, who? Like, wasn't he supposed to have turned his back on all this for good? Now here was Prof Levin, forever on at him to give it another go. And Prof didn't give up easily. So Lol had gone wandering out into this milky night, feeling guilty and confused. Nerves quivering. Jagged pieces of his past sticking out of him like shards of glass from a smashed mirror. Seeking the unassuming tranquility of the nighttime river. Nothing more than that. The modern countryside, Prof Levin had insisted this morning, was one big sham.
"Close to nature, balls. This is heavy industrial, Lawrence. Guys in baseball caps driving machinery you could build motorways with. Six-speaker stereo in the cab, blasting jungle. These lanes ain't wide enough for the bastards anymore."
Grabbing hold of the bottom of Lol's T-shirt, Prof had towed him to the window, overlooking someone else's long meadow sloping to the bank of the River Froom.
"Week or two, they'll be out there haymaking. Techno haymaking. Come September, they start on the hops over there, and that's all mechanised. Take a look at the size of those tractors. Tell me this ain't heavy industry. They don't even stop at night. Got lamps on them like frigging great searchlights. Do shift work now. Whoever hears the cock crow anymore? This, Lawrence, this is the new rural. And here's me padding out the frigging walls to double thickness on account of I don't want to disturb them.